This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Governor Romney, I'm glad that you recognize that Al-Qaeda is a threat. Because a few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years. But, Governor, you know, when it comes to our foreign policy, you seem to want to import the foreign policies of the 1980s, just like the social policies of the 1950s and the economic policies of the 1920s. You say that you're not interested in duplicating what happened in Iraq, but just a few weeks ago you said you think we should have more troops in Iraq right now. And the challenge we have, I know you haven't been in a position to actually execute foreign policy, but every time you've offered an opinion, you've been wrong. You said we should have gone into Iraq, despite the fact that there were no weapons of mass destruction. You said that we should still have troops in Iraq to this day. You indicated that we shouldn't be passing nuclear treaties with Russia, despite the fact that 71 senators, Democrats and Republicans, voted for it. You've said that, first, we should not have a timeline in Afghanistan. Then you said we should. Now you say maybe, or it depends, which means not only were you wrong, but you were also confusing and sending mixed messages both to our troops and our allies. So what we need to do with respect to the Middle East is strong, steady leadership, not wrong and reckless leadership that is all over the map.
Yeah, but I think if you're wrong, you're still wrong, Scott, right? I mean, that was then, here we are now. And this has been discussed on several occasions. Romney was right, and President Obama very wrong. So, hey, what do you do about that? And I think he was sincerely wrong. I don't think that he was trying to do any kind of Harry Reid kind of deal where he just flat out lied about it. He's just sincerely wrong. But it was also kind of interesting. Think about how he positioned himself, like he was this experienced foreign policy expert after, what, 3.5 years of being in the Oval Office? No question whatsoever. I mean, this is like on-the-job training. You get a junior senator who isn't necessarily adept at this, and especially what makes it dangerous, and from what I can observe, at least what it seems to be, is that, this president was extremely arrogant in terms of thinking that he had all the goods. Unlike what, Donald Trump is doing, he's surrounding himself. The same thing that, Ronald Reagan did was that, Ronald Reagan didn't think he had all the goods, but he knew he had access to a lot of good people, and he didn't hesitate to bring them into the fold, and that's exactly what Donald Trump's doing. So it's a bit refreshing, but like anything, history is the great revealer as to what happens. And this is, President Obama at the time pretty much dressing down Romney. But, no apology, maybe somewhere, maybe in a memoir on the last page or something, he might say something. But, hey, the conversation continues. We've got a lot of fun and a lot of things lined up for you today to keep you talking. So, things that you want to know about, things of interest for you. So it'll all be underway here. Some important things to note. Again, I don't know why this happens, Scott, but, chestnuts. Why are chestnuts following me? I mean, today is Roast Chestnuts Day. I just got back from New York, and the chestnuts were roasting, not an open fire, but on those metal stands there throughout Manhattan. And I don't know. I mean, I guess the question is, I wonder how many chestnuts a year that they sent. And this is probably the top of the season because you get people that go there like I did.
They want
don't
you to
know
give
better.
Another chance.
Yeah, they don't know better. See, they think chestnuts on an open fire, Nat King Cole. Hey, I'll buy a bag of chestnuts until they eat them and go, what am I doing here? Stay with us, America.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Everybody, the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And you want to get involved in the conversation, let us know your thoughts. B. Martinez Live. Joseph Klein is with us right now, Harvard-trained lawyer, the author of Global Deception, the UN's Stealth Assault on America's Freedom, and the new book Lethal Engagement, Barack Hussein Obama, the United Nations, and Radical Islam. Joseph, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, and thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk about your recent article about George Soros. There is so much still that remains a mystery, and I do not know why. If people just cannot believe their lying eyes or what it is, but Soros seems to still be getting away with murder, so to speak, here.
Well, George Soros for years has bankrolled far-left causes, including Media Matters and the Center for Progressive whatever policies. They all sound alike, but you know, his Open Society Institute and so forth has spawned off a lot of related projects that are intended to impose Soros's vision of an open border kind of world governance vision.
Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, somebody's got to govern, though. I mean, whether or not you use our form of government or somebody, I mean, somebody has to lead the way. And he continues to push against the ideals of our Constitution, the American way of life. And, you know, here we are, we're worried about the Russians' infiltration of our populist culture, but George Soros has seemingly had his way with our body politic for a number of years.
Well, he has interfered in the internal political affairs of numerous countries, sometimes in order to enrich himself, when he literally almost brought down the Bank of England in his speculation on the pound sterling, and he did very well with that. He caused economic disruption in Asia, and he's tried to interfere in the internal political workings of the Eastern European countries that are newly democratic. He has a vision of a borderless world that supplants national sovereignty with some kind of an idea of his concept of a benign global governance. And he doesn't obviously trust the will of the people, and he's done everything possible to prop up progressive leaders and oppose conservatism.
Well, when you realize galvanize the populist movement that is going around the world. Just forget about what happened with Brexit or even here in the United States. It would appear that that one George Soros finds himself to be a bit like a salmon swimming upstream, wouldn't you?
Well, I think he sees himself, and in fact, he's referred to himself in the past in godlike terms. Mm. I think he sees himself as a savior to help turn back the tide of populism. And, you know, he was behind some of the funding to try to delegitimize the election of Donald Trump. We don't know for sure whether he contributed to Jill Stein's aborted recount efforts in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, but it wouldn't surprise me. He is behind, you know, as I mentioned, these various progressive groups like MoveOn.com and Media Matters and so forth, some of which did help promote the protests against Trump's election that followed in the wake of Election Day.
Well, and he's doing everything he can to instigate, as you write, a revolution against Trump. Trump, is he's in the process of assembling the body parts to this this new government. You know, every time you turn around, there's somebody there with a stick getting ready to put it in his spokes and contest any decision that he would make and second guess any conversation that he's had with world leaders who call him up just to say congratulations.
Well, I mean, he's right in keeping now with what we're seeing at various levels of the Democratic Party who can't admit that they had a flawed candidate. Now you have John Podesta, whose leaked emails really show the elitism and contempt of the Democratic Party leaders and of Hillary Clinton's campaign of ordinary Americans. But anyway, Podesta is now trying to delegitimize the Trump presidency by saying that the electors, who are supposed to convene next Monday, should receive intelligence briefings on these this so-called interference by Russia in the election.
Is there intelligence briefing to, you know, satisfy the queried mind that Vladimir Putin and the Russians were directly involved? I mean, they keep trying to, you know, bring up this this sort of boogeyman, but I'm not hearing anything definitive here, Joseph. Are you?
Well, we're getting selected leaks, and I think these are leaks from Democrats who have been briefed and closed door meetings with intelligence officers. And there is a broad consensus, at least, that Russia had a hand in hacking. Mm. But the question is, you know, what's the proof that they were actually the source of the leaks, mm-hmm. the WikiLeaks and other outlets? And also, what is the real source and basis of some intelligence officers' conclusions? We don't know how many. Mm-hmm. That the motive for Russia's actions was to try to influence the election in Trump's direction. You know, the Democrats, who traditionally were soft on the Soviet Union, are suddenly morphing into these real hardliners when it suits them.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the thing that amazes me, is how do you justify that position when, I mean, you think Vladimir Putin pretty much had his way with the last administration for the last 8 years. Why would he not want a continuation of this ability to run ramshod over a new administration in the name of Hillary Clinton? It's hard for me to go along with that reasoning to say that their hand was in it. I mean, and that aside for just a moment, let's not ignore what was revealed in these emails that WikiLeaks turned over to us.
Exactly.
And that was the abject corruption of the Democratic Party.
Well, exactly. If anybody rigged the election process, it was the Democratic National Committee in league with the mainstream media, and that came out of these WikiLeaks revelations, and showed how they tried to essentially rig the primary system against Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And we have to assume that the Obama administration was doing everything it could, right up to the politicizing the investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email system, leading to her quote exoneration by the FBI and Attorney General Lynch. So, I think there's also another question here.
Okay, but before you answer that question, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. We'll keep you on the edge of your seat.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Conservative columnist, UN correspondent, and political pundit. Joseph, you left us on the edge of our seat. You said there was something else. There was a second thing to consider.
I mean, who has been in charge of the federal government for the last 8 years? Barack Obama sat on any evidence that has been emerging these last number of years of hacking by foreign countries. Apparently, China had hacked both his campaign computer systems and John McCain's system in 2008. Same thing happened with Mitt Romney and Obama in 2012. We've been hearing about Russian hacking for years. Mm-hmm. Where have the defenses against cyber attacks been? Where has the retaliation been? So suddenly now, in his last days in office, Obama is scurrying around telling his intelligence agencies, I want a report on all what happened.
Right.
Be on my desk before I leave.
Hmm.
Why did he wait? This whole thing is being politicized.
Well, you know, and we also know, Joseph, that at least five countries have been able to hack into our system. And some of the thing goes back. Let's go back to Benghazi. What did the bad guys know? How did they know that Chris Stevens was going to be there? What else was going on that's been hidden from the public? And some would say maybe it should be hidden from the public because we have, it's been revealed reluctantly, but in very small print, that there was gun running happening out of Benghazi.
Right.
So there's more to that story, and there's probably more to understand, and maybe some hacked emails that are waiting to be revealed that go all the way into the Oval Office. Maybe this is why Barack Obama has been reticent to really shed a big light on this stuff, not to mention the fact that he tried to claim plausible deniability about Hillary Clinton's private email when he himself, it was clear by her own operative, said that he had sent emails to her under an anonymous name.
And we wouldn't have known any of this but for the WikiLeaks revelations. I mean, it's really a sad day when we have to learn about the inner workings of our own government and the corruption and the politicization of foreign policy crises, et cetera, from these external sources. I think, you know, the lesson to be learned here is that I think there should be a truly bipartisan, mm-hmm. In a congressional investigation with the panels of experts, not so much to go back and look into all the nitty-gritty details of what Russia did and their motives and so forth, but to finally come up with some ironclad defenses against cyber attacks, mm-hmm. which are only going to get worse and worse, and to come up with a strategy to make Russia and other foreign actors pay for what they have been doing.
Exactly. Well, Joseph, does this go so far as to include voter fraud?
No, I mean,
is that a whole separate issue?
That's a whole separate issue. And but I just think it's offensive that mm-hmm. you have this letter now coming out of the supposedly 10 electors,
yes.
one of whom is Nancy Pelosi's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
A letter going to all of the other electors to really try to sabotage the Electoral College meeting that's going to convene next Monday to finally finalize the selection of our next president. They're trying to sow doubts as to the legitimacy of the election, mm-hmm. and also to ask the intelligence agencies to give briefings to people who do not have security clearances. It's just ludicrous.
Yeah. Well, that's already taken place anyway within our government. If people only knew who was, who was listening and getting some high level briefings, and you wonder, no wonder that the Muslim countries are, getting the information about America's underbelly the way they have been.
Yeah. And just to go back to this issue with the letter to the electors, 9 of the 10 electors who signed that letter are Democrats. Mm-hmm. So, and they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton anyway, mm-hmm. because the states they come from, like California, overwhelmingly supported Hillary Clinton. And the one lone Republican from Texas has publicly indicated that for other reasons, he does not intend to cast his vote for Donald Trump, which means probably his vote, whatever he decides, will be discarded. So the whole thing is just, it to me, contradicts all of what the mainstream media has said and Hillary Clinton herself had said when Donald Trump in the third presidential debate, when asked whether he would accept the results of the election, said, exactly. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Right. Remember how they dumped on him?
Yes.
And now we're more than a month after the election, and we're still having the New York Times and CNN and of course, Democratic leaders and the chief of Hillary Clinton's failed campaign still questioning the legitimacy of the election.
And the whole reason that question came up was, could Donald Trump, assuming he wasn't going to be elected, could he take his constituency and wrap them into the greater good behind a Hillary Clinton administration? That's basically the essence of that question, which was similar, again, you know, interestingly enough, coming from a Fox operative that asked a similar question on that first debate with the Republican, you know, with the 10-11 Republicans on stage, if they would support the ultimate nominee. And Donald Trump, as you recall, was the only one that said, hey, I'm not ready to give you an answer on that. And everybody went crazy over that. But all the other guys that raised their hand and ladies who said yes, they would, no, they didn't.
That's correct.
Not all of them, but a number of them did, you know.
That's correct, including Jeb Bush. And, that's absolutely right.
So here we are. We're trying to get through the peaceful transition of this this republic. And when they should be coming alongside and supporting the process, I don't recall, Joseph, I don't recall Republicans being so reticent when Barack Obama, came into office the first time, or even when he was reelected, much to the chagrin and the shock of conservatives that could not understand how he could overcome the odds, the economy, Obamacare, and everything else that was up front and center. How could they vote him in? And it was rather shocking and similar to what the Democrats are going through right now.
Well, that's correct. And also, if we go all the way back to 1960 with Richard Nixon's very close defeat to John Kennedy, mm-hmm. and very credible claims that there was vote fraud in Illinois and even in Texas that might have swayed the election in Kennedy's favor, Nixon did the statesmanlike thing.
Yes.
You know, people around him were urging him to demand recounts, and he said no for the good mm-hmm. of the country.
Exactly. Well, Joseph, as one who's kept an eye on the United Nations for 2017, we've got about a minute and a half left. Give us a quick summary as to what you see on the horizon there with a Trump administration now.
Well, we're going to have a Trump administration, and we're going to have a new Secretary General, Antonio Guterres. Guterres was the former socialist prime minister of Portugal. He was the president of the International Socialist Organization before that, and he also headed the UN's refugee agency. And I think on key issues like wealth redistribution under the auspices of the UN and massive refugee resettlement in the West, I think you're going to see some major clashes between the Trump administration and the new UN Secretary General.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on that and also look forward to having you back to keep us up to date. Joseph Klein, a Harvard-trained lawyer, the author of Global Deception, the UN Stealth Assault on America's Freedom, and his latest book, Lethal Engagement, Barack Hussein Obama, the United Nations, and Radical Islam. Joseph Klein, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Ragu Pasta Sauces. In January, the iconic Rose Parade will take its 128th procession down the streets of Pasadena. The Ragu brand will be celebrating the kickoff of its 80th anniversary in 2017 with a float in the parade entitled Simmered in Tradition, paying tribute to the brand's founders, farmers, sauce makers, and consumers who have made Ragu America's favorite pasta sauce. Aboard the one-of-a-kind float, spectators will find the Muller family. Their farm in Woodland, California has been cultivating the California-grown, vine-ripened tomatoes in Ragu for three generations.
We're honored to be part of the Ragu float in this year's parade, celebrating our family's contribution to these iconic pasta sauces. We're a family farm, so it's rewarding to be a part of something that brings families together over a delicious shared meal. We hope pasta lovers across America will be watching when we celebrate the Ragu brand's 80th anniversary at the Rose Parade on January 2nd.
Visit Ragu's Facebook page to learn more.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Getting America back on track.
I'm addressing Christmas cards. Aren't they cute? Each one has a little bunny on it dressed up like a shepherd.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live, as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to get involved in the conversation? Let us know your thoughts at B. Martinez Live. Well, Ohio Governor John Kasich signed a 20-week gestation limit for abortions into law Tuesday, while separately vetoing a measure that would have banned abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detectable. So this is the challenge. I mean, he is between, as I say, 20 weeks and a baby's heartbeat. And he went with the 20-week gestation period. Now, here to help us understand and for her comments is Dr. Alveda King. Dr. King is currently the director of African-American Outreach for Priests for Life, a former college professor, mentor, stage, and screen actress. Dr. King, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hello, Bill. And first, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I love to hear that. Yes. And I'm going to talk to you more about that in just a moment because I just got back from New York. And I got to tell you, the sentiment and what we've been saying on the show is, look, it's a blessing, you know, for us to say Merry Christmas to one another.
Right.
And I'm not offended if you say Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you want to say. That's okay. But receive my blessing from my heart that wants you to be blessed this holiday, right?
That's the point. And let's just love each other. John 3:16, Jesus did this for everybody. So we got to get there. But, Bill, can I ask, because you were just talking about the 20 weeks and the heartbeat bill and
yes.
Ohio and Governor Kasich. But listen, we know that Rome was not built in a day.
Right.
I'm not an incrementalist. I want abortion to end right now, and I want to do anything I can do to make that happen. However, in the 20th century civil rights movement led by my uncle, Martin Luther King Jr., my dad is staunchly with his brother, Reverend A.D. King.
Mm-hmm.
They knew how to bring together all the moving pieces and to unify and not do infighting.
Yes.
So I want to encourage people not to do the infighting. So some 20 weeks now, honest to goodness, though, they can, technology shows that heart beating a lot earlier than 20 weeks.
Six to eight weeks. I mean, I'm looking at YouTube videos here, and 6 weeks they're hearing. So that's why Kasich was between a 20-week and, you know, I say a hard spot in trying to decide the two. But, you know, the point of reference here, and I know, Dr. King, you feel the same way about this, is that it's not an imposition of one's faith over another. It's an experiential knowledge of God who says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? This country has been doing wrong for a long time, and it's been at a dire expense. Some of this we haven't been able to measure because we don't see it yet. So here God gives us a chance. It's kind of like you defy the law of gravity. You fall off the roof and you go, whoa, something's in play here. Well, we know instinctively something is in play relevant to abortion, but people want to be blinded to it because we're back to the old judge's cycle. I want to do things according to my own eyes.
You see, and then technology is different. I'm 65, okay? Mm-hmm. But my kids keep me somewhat relevant.
Right.
So I'd be more likely to follow the new advances in science and technology than maybe some people who are my age. That's another thing I have to think about. But we're swimming through murky waters, but we're not supposed to fight each other internally inside the pro-life movement, because the people outside that laugh, just let them fight and blow each other up. They'll never get anything done.
Exactly.
So we need to stop fighting with each other. We need to pray, love, forgive, and keep moving forward. I want to say something else that's a little bit different from the 20 weeks in the heartbeat, but we just said, you know, there's a scripture, I once was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
And that's the man who wrote Amazing Grace used to be a slave trader.
Yes.
And then he became saved and born again, and he wrote Amazing Grace, and he helped the slave trade stop with John Newton. And, well, his name is Newton, I'm sorry.
Yes.
But William
Wilberforce, yes.
And Penn. Right. See, so there's a thing, people are going around saying, I'm colorblind. And
yes.
I say, well, you need glasses. If you're colorblind, something's wrong with your eyes. We're one race, Acts 17:26, with different ethnicities that are very pretty. So
yes.
If you've been thinking you were colorblind, put your glasses on and realize that John 3:16 is for everybody. Acts 17:26 says we're one blood.
Amen.
And since we're one blood, even down to the question of 20 weeks and heartbeat, we're not supposed to, we're brothers and sisters. We cannot divide and fight each other.
Right.
So I just pray that we stop fighting each other.
Yeah, and I appreciate that perspective, and we need that sobering leadership, Alveda, to come through, because it's not, look, we're on this journey of life together. I often say that we're all blindfolded, feeling different parts of the elephant. You know, God didn't give any one person, you know what I'm saying?
It
didn't give any one person all the, you know, it didn't give any one person all the goods, but it's just like between you and I, the strengths and weaknesses that we have when we come together, we complement one another when we're communicating and when love is leading the way. And then you can sit there and say, look, this is what I figured out. Does this make sense to you? And then all of a sudden the lights start going on. You start behaving in such a way that gives glory to God who created you with a purpose, because that still is the number one question people have. And I don't care whether you're religious or however you consider yourself, born again or not. The number one question on the face of the planet is, who am I? Why am I here?
That's right. That's right. You know, we really are brother and sister. We can understand each other without fighting. This is one of my favorite interviews always with you, because it makes so much sense. Things become clear. Wow.
Well, you know, this is the deal, and I realized this the first time. That's why I always love our time together, Alveda, is that you and I have been joined at the hip, and it's just, I mean, it's amazing, you know, and we've tried to get together face-to-face on a couple of occasions. We've missed each other, come close, but we do this on the radio, and prayerfully, it's a blessing, and it enlightens and encourages other people, because we're talking about things that the church has a hard time talking about today, and how to approach this. You know what I'm saying?
Can you get people to visit me at civilrightfortheunborn.com? I'm a priest for life, and I direct that ministry here with Father Frank Pabone and Janet Morana, and a powerful team of associates and our staff. So what we're doing, because, you know, I'm not Catholic. I'm a non-denominational evangelist.
Right.
But Father Frank and I said years ago, my uncle said he had a dream that Protestants and Catholics and Gentiles and Jews would join together and sing Free at Last. Well, we've been singing Free at Last as loud as we can for the babies, for everybody.
Right.
So we want people to stop fighting. And so if you visit us at civilrightsfortheunborn.com, you can kind of help us with that. So I really want to encourage the listeners to
absolutely
visit me.
Yes. No, absolutely do that. And we've got to continue this relationship for the sake of truth and love, especially, you know, this is what I love about this season, Alveda, is that this is a season of truth and love. What God
yes
gave us in giving us the greatest gift ever that was given to mankind. And it's right there for the opening and for the enjoyment.
Did you see the Christmas card that had Walt Savoy, Dean Nelson, Bay Gardner, and me on it? And we kind of said it. It's out on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did see this,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's say Merry Christmas again. Because do you remember when they started saying Merry Xmas?
Yes.
So instead of Christ, they had the
right
X. I'm like, what is this?
Yes.
Around 1963, when prayer came out of schools, and then it got stronger when abortion became legal in 73. So people, happy holidays. I say, what do you mean? Merry Christmas? I say, I could say Hanukkah or Kwanzaa and all that too, okay?
Right.
But Jesus is the reason for the season.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
And the
yeah
thing is, it's so that I saw that was a bit refreshing, and this, as you say, the timeliness of your message, let's say Merry Christmas again, is people are starting to do that. You know, the businesses for a long time, and I say probably for the last decade or so, have told their young hirees, just say Happy Holidays, or, you know, and everything was all politically correct. But now they've kind of dropped that, but you still see in some businesses where it's still a little bit awkward, but it's starting to break down now. You know, people are very happily sharing the blessing of the season. And, yes, let's say Merry Christmas again, huh? Why not?
And listen to this. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, she's singing to us, Evangelist Alveda King. Alveda, thank you so much. All the best. Appreciate it. Alveda is the director of African American Outreach for Priests for Life. As she says, go to her website, connect with her at Alveda C. King, or via Facebook at facebook.com, Alveda King.
This report is brought to you by Rand McNally. The holiday shopping season can be stressful, so we've made it easy. The Overdrive 7 connected car device appeals to all the drivers on your list. The sleek dashboard tablet brings entertainment, information, and safety features to any car. It also provides award-winning onboard GPS navigation from Rand McNally, so you won't have to fiddle with your phone or pay for connectivity for maps. Steve Fletcher, CEO of Rand McNally.
There are 250 million cars on the road, and most of them don't have the advanced luxury car technology that enables things like hands-free calling and texting, dash cams, and voice assistants. Overdrive was designed to simply bring that technology into any car, no matter the age, make, or model.
Off the mount, for passengers in the car or after the drive, Overdrive is a fully loaded entertainment tablet that can be used to watch movies, access social media, and check email. Available exclusively at Best Buy for $399.99 through the end of the year. For more, visit randmcnally.com.
This report is brought to you by Jive Software. Technology has come a long way in 30 years. When Marty McFly stepped out of his time machine in Back to the Future 2, things like video conferencing, hoverboards, and personal drones were viewed as futuristic fantasies. John Schneider of Jive Software explains.
Artificial intelligence in the workplace isn't science fiction anymore. It's a reality, and we foresee some big AI trends in 2017. Machine learning will only get better at combing through the projected 44 zettabytes of data in the digital universe in order to make relevant recommendations. Predictive analytics will also play a vital role in decision-making, allowing executives more time to focus on strategy and innovation.
John says there are additional trends to watch for. The Internet of Things is going mainstream, with real-time data seamlessly integrating into collaboration hubs. Work graphs are set to become increasingly intuitive, enabling information and insights to be more visible. Finally, voice-first and virtual reality will infiltrate the enterprise workplace, making it more interactive and productive. For more, visit jivesoftware.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Also here, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, Mr. James. How are we doing, buddy?
Oh, fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, wonderful. Are you kidding me? I mean, you all ready for Christmas? I mean, I just got back from New York, man. I'm watching, you know, fighting Santas. I'm seeing a heavy police presence, you know, because the president-elect right there on Fifth Avenue. But, hey, they were doing a great job, and as I tweeted out.
I think there's a little bit of a change this year. I just noticed more people saying Merry Christmas, and they
yes.
don't seem to have the reluctance they've had in prior years. I think we can thank the president-elect for kicking against political correctness, and now people are, it's okay to say mm-hmm. Merry Christmas. And then, you know, you can add other holiday wishes.
Sure. Hey, you know, if somebody says back to me, Happy Kwanzaa, I'm not offended. I mean, God bless them. I mean, it's a sentiment. What are you wishing on somebody but the blessings of the season? If
sure,
it's Kwanzaa, if it's Christmas, holidays,
right.
whatever it is, you know.
Old, you know, Festivus, you know, all of those.
Hey, why not? I mean, what's so bad about that? I mean, you know, considering that on the crazy side of it, as I mentioned, literally, I mean, we're in New York, and we got, I mean, a plethora of Santas. I mean, I've never seen so many Santas all in one place before, and they break out into a fight. I guess maybe one of them remembered that the other Santa didn't give them what they asked for the previous year, I guess. I don't know.
I sure hope that people... You know, kept their kids from saying that. It's just not good to see Santa's fighting.
No,
bad enough.
Yeah, there's just something sacrilegious about
Santa
it. But
being shown over and over again.
But everybody, you know, they all want to blame it on the Trump effect. You know, that Trump has resonated and brought all this to the forefront. You know, this all this combativeness and everything else. And I'm going, where were you the last 10 years? I mean, it just didn't happen here recently. You know,
I mean, the divided, polarized America was created by the Obama administration by pitting people against each other for the last 8 years.
Right.
No question about it.
Well, without a doubt. Well, we saw Al Gore coming out of Trump Tower, and what was it, about 17 years ago when Al Gore officially said, "I'm not going to be president. I am surrendering to one George W. Bush," and so here we are, and Al Gore continues to live even after he made these prognostications that have fallen flat on their face. To me, he lacks credibility, and why the media would even give him time and space is beyond me, because, you know, like anybody that predicts things,
you know, whether you're a political pundit or whatever it is, even if you're just a simple prognosticator, you know, predicting the weather, if you do that, if you mispredict too often, you have no credibility, and people are going to start throwing their umbrellas at you, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Al Gore should be exiled just to MSNBC programs in the middle of the night, and nobody else should be paying attention to him. It's not just – and by the way, what we're talking about is, of course, Al Gore won a Nobel Prize and an Oscar, chiefly for his documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, and now Paramount is bringing a sequel
yes.
to one of the most boring movies ever made and a completely fraudulent movie on top of it. They're bringing out a sequel that will premiere at the Sundance Film Festival in a special climate change feature attraction at the Sundance Film Festival, including a discussion panel featuring the former vice president. He has no credibility for two reasons. One, it has to do with his incredible hypocrisy. A lot of people don't realize Gore is almost, I mean, he's worth several hundred million dollars, and the reason primarily his initial seed money came from the sale of Current TV, was a cable network that he had a good interest in, and it was sold to a Middle East big oil-funded outlet called Al Jazeera. It was funded by the Sharia law government of Qatar, a country that accounts for over 13% of the world's oil and gas supply, which, according to Al Gore, is the evil burning of fossil fuels, as he would say, causing the end of the world. He predicted the rising sea levels, and then he bought an ocean view mansion in Montecito, California, near Santa Barbara, on the ocean, near Oprah's house, it's an Italian-style house with 6,500 square feet of living space, featuring sky-high beam ceiling, 6 fireplaces, 5 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, a family room, and a wine cellar. Not exactly a small carbon footprint.
No, not at
all.
But
he does turn the power off.
Well, two people, because two people need that much room, you know?
Well, see, the thing is, though, he does turn the power off to save energy when he has masseurs come over, you know, his massage girls.
Right.
But, you know, the other thing is, it's his predictions. He predicted that the Arctic ice caps would disappear by 2013. Disappear! and NASA has monitored the ice. It has not receded at all. Not at all.
Hasn't it increased?
There are people that say that it's increased. The key thing is it's still there, and
yes.
The Arctic is pretty strong. I just, if you were on the East Coast, I think you know that.
Yes, right.
And the fact is his Inconvenient Truth was so riddled with falsehoods that a British court said it contained 9 serious scientific errors. So it's like essentially he predicted superstorms. He predicted polar bears drowning, all this stuff. It's all false. He's a hypocrite on every level of his life. And yet he's now going to be in line to get another Oscar, probably another Nobel Prize. And he's during the Trump administration. I think that Paramount probably believes that this guy will be, a voice of the opposition, if you will. But he has zero credibility and shouldn't be listened to at all.
Well, what would Nobel say about his Peace Prize going to an entity that wants anything, ultimately, you know, at the end game here, is anything but peace? I mean, what's driving all this stuff is at the very core of this, James, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but what I'm reading and observing time and again, this is all about population. You know, you get these elites that just say there's just too many people around and, the world could survive very well and more effectively on half of the population. So one way maybe of controlling that is you come up with this global warming kind of scenario and you do something about exterminating a portion of the population because it all justifies the means here, right?
Well, they certainly dovetail because, look, if you believe human activity causes global warming, and global warming means the end of the planet, then the less humans, the better. I mean, it's a logical kind of construct. And it's interesting that you said global warming, because back when Al Gore made his Inconvenient Truth in 2006, everyone said global warming. All of his arguments were based, and all of his computer models and all of his predictions were based on warming. Mm-hmm. But notice they don't say that anymore. They say
climate change.
Yeah, exactly. Because the data doesn't support their computer models. Mm-hmm. So now they've changed the rhetoric, and of course, it's absurd. I mean, mm-hmm. it's the most non-scientific science that we've ever heard. And then they point the finger at people who are skeptical and claim they're anti-science.
They're deniers, you know, they're totally invalidated. You know, and this is the thing that's amazing to me is how science, you know, we're talking, you know, some pretty smart people here, James, that have allowed their profession to be hijacked and to be compelled to believe something that they know, in the smaller rooms outside of the halls of academia, they're just going, these guys are a bunch of knuckleheads. But in order to play the reindeer games and to be invited to all the right cocktail parties and everything, you got to go along to get along.
Sure. And one other aspect is money. If you want to get a grant, if you want to do research, if you want to get published, you do not come out as a global warming skeptic, which is also called global warming denier.
Yes, exactly.
As is, by the way, probably one of the biggest global warming deniers in the country, which is appointed head of the EPA by President-elect Trump after he met with Al Gore and Leo DiCaprio.
Yes.
His actions speak louder than his meetings, that's for sure.
Without a doubt. Well, I know people, you know, you see, you know, Al Gore coming in, but again, I think this says something about the diplomatic demeanor of one Donald Trump that they said would not be very diplomatic at all. He'd be, pretty harsh in that. But his door is open, and it seems to be swinging both ways here.
Well, in terms of he conducts things the way a businessman would, and that is to listen to all points of view, then make your decisions, and do so pragmatically. And one of the keys to his view of business relationships are perhaps the most important asset of making a deal. And look at who he's appointed.
Exactly.
People with relationships, like Terry Branstad, ambassador to China, has a long-time relationship with the head of China. Like Tillerson, Exxon CEO, long-time relationship with many world leaders, including Vladimir Putin. These are gold. These are very important things. And I think that's his pragmatic side and, as you point out, a diplomatic side, but it's a business diplomacy rather than a political diplomacy.
And I think that's one of the reasons that all the boats are rising here, not only in the United States, but around the world. The Trump effect is alive and well. And look at, he's not even in office yet. So we see a lot of good things on the horizon, Mr. James. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thanks, as always, James, for being with us.
My pleasure, Bill.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.